Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. You were listening to Grace. I just felt a need to play that song on today. Grace, what would we do without God's grace? By B.B. and C.C. Winans. Truly, that song will minister to your heart. Amen. When we think about the grace of our Lord and Savior, when we think about grace, we're alive because of God's grace. We have a sound mind because of his grace. What would we do without God's grace? So once again, we'd like to greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. We thank you for tuning in today. This is Thursday, June the 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2013. Amen. And we just praise God for another opportunity to come on this line for a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We thank God for all of our listeners. We thank God for those that will go back into the archives and listen a little bit later. And we thank God for you that have called in. Truly, it's a blessing. I see Sister Patrice on the line today. She made it back to California, and we just so happy to have her back here in the sunny state of California. Amen, amen. I see Sister T on the line, and just thanking you all for praying for me on Monday. And today was my first time being able to go back and listen to that Monday broadcast where Sister Ruby Larry ministered to you all. I tell you, my heart is on fire still just listening to that message. Amen. So we thank God for that beautiful song Sister T rendered on my behalf. And thank God for Sister Albertine and the prayers of all of the saints. And see, another good friend of mine, and says, we got a surprise here today. And I'm just so excited. You know, when God does something for you, it just it's a different emotion that goes through your whole body when you know unequivocally that God has done it, not man. You know, but sometimes we go through our little things, and you know, our friends may try to bless us and they may try to surprise us. Oh, but when God does something for you, hallelujah, there's no greater feeling. I tell you, when God does something for you, you feel like you can stand on the rooftop and just shout about it. Hallelujah. Ah, when you know God is doing that thing. Amen. So we like to just thank you all of our great supporters. We thank you for your support, and we ask you to continue to tune in, continue to invite others to come on the line. We're on this line Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're on here to get the gospel to the world. We're on here to get the gospel to the masses. Hallelujah. How many know that all souls belong to God? That's why when I say to the people of God, I'm talking to everybody. Because God's word say he would that none of us would perish. And he say all souls belong to him. So we're just so thankful today. And I see Sister Kim on the line. Hallelujah. We're just so excited. We have this young man, I tell you, and just had a chance to meet him over the phone lines on today, and I'm just so excited that God has opened up that door. Was talking with one of my cousins, and you all met Minister Maurice Moncure, my cousin out of Louisiana, and he ministered for us about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Amen. So this morning was able to talk with him and connect with one of his Bible college instructors, Dr. I'd have missed Dr. name already, but it'll come. Dr. Lupus, I think. Amen. And we're just so excited about God opening up that door. I can do a little reflection back when we first was given the opportunity to host this radio broadcast. And as I began to communicate with the Lord, the Lord began to tell me how to structure this thing. And that's why you see every week we have a destiny focus. We have a theme. We have a topic because God wanted us all to be speaking the same thing. And I communicated with the Lord now because I was a novice. I didn't know anything about this, but God opened up that door. And when he opened up that door, I said, Lord, what do I do? And he said, I want you, this was God's doing, not mine. And he said, I want you to have a central topic. And he said, that's how I want you to structure this thing. And he said, everybody that come on, they're going to be talking about and centering everything around that theme. Amen? So that's how we came up with this destiny focus every week. And if the Lord isn't through talking, the following week, we allow the Lord to continue to speak, not through me, but through those vessels that he have to come and minister the word of God. So that's how it is. It's not something Evangelist Benard have came up with. No, it's God's doing. Because he want us to be on the same page. He want us to be one. Because how many know where there's unity, there is strength. Amen. So that's how he told me to do this thing. But also he began to tell me, Sister Albertine, and Sister T, he said, now, I'm not setting it. I haven't opened up this opportunity for you, per se. He said, but I want to give you a vehicle. I want to give you a tool. I want to equip you, whereas this gospel is going to be preached 5 or 6 days a week. And he said, now, you're not the one to do all the preaching and the teaching. God told me that. He said, this platform is not for you, but I want you to use this platform to give others an opportunity, those that may not ever get an opportunity to speak before a broad audience, to speak on a radio broadcast. He said, open up that door. But many of you all know we just didn't have up-and-coming ministers in the gospel, but we have had bishops, apostles, prophets, prophetess, evangelists, ministers that have came on this line, presiding prelates, have been on this line, not because of me being great, because of God being great in their lives. Amen. So we celebrate them today, and we celebrate the Lord for opening up this door, and even him opening up the door for this young man to come and minister on our behalf on today. We are just so thankful. And how many know that God has people everywhere? He knows your name. He knows where you live. He knows your address. He knows everything about you. He knows every relative that is related to you. He knows every neighbor that you live by. God knows it. And it's a wonderful thing to have neighbors where they have a good rapport about you. So I thank God for this young man that is coming to minister the word of life to us on today. And I want to just take a moment, hallelujah, and read his bio, and after that, I'm going to let him know that I have another young lady on the line that have been supporting us for months. Hallelujah. She not only support with calling in, but she support by sowing monetary seeds, just as some of you all do. Amen. Some don't like to be mentioned, but it's okay. You know, we have to give honor to whom honor is due at the appropriate time. So I am excited today to have with us Elder Darren Broomfield, and he is from Kentwood, Louisiana. Amen. And we have one of his neighbors on the line with us, and I'll reveal her in a few minutes, but we're going to read this bio about Elder Broomfield, and then I'll tell you about a little bit about the young lady that's on the line that went to school with him. One of his neighbors is here with us also today. So it reads, this is his bio, and it's just a brief bio. It says, Elder Darren Broomfield is the proud 37-year-old firstborn child of Mr. and Mrs. Eddie Brumfield. My son will be 37 in August. My God. He is the eldest of four siblings. He is a native of Kentwood, Louisiana. I want you to know that's my home boy. I had to say it, Sister Ruby. I am a product of New Orleans, Louisiana. So you all are my home boys and home girls, and I have a special place in my heart for you all. Amen. Kentwood, Louisiana, where he was reared up in the church, Blaisdell Church of God in Christ in Kentwood, Louisiana, under the pastoralship of Bishop Howard E. Quillen. He is yet an active member. He was also a young man that sang in the choir. He taught Sunday school, was part of the Bible band, led praise and worship, and did whatever his hands found to do, even cleaning the church and the restrooms. Elder Brumfield is a servant in the kingdom of God. As a child, Darren played church in the yard, playing musical instruments and preaching the gospel, as many of us did as kids. All the kids would pass through and join in and shout and dance. As a teen, God saved and filled Darren with the Holy Ghost. My God, what a gift. And he's been on fire for the Lord ever since. At the age of 29, he received his call to the ministry and was appointed an evangelist. In 2007, he founded DB Holy Ministries and host an annual conference titled Prayer, Healing, and Deliverance Conference. I have a friend, Prophetess Harrison. The name of her ministry is Prayer, Healing, and Deliverance Ministries. That's my God. What a coincidence. Many souls have been saved, delivered, and set free through this annual conference. There are so many miracles God has worked through this anointed vessel. In 2012, he was elevated to the office of elder in the Church of God in Christ organization under the leadership of International Chief Apostle Bishop Charles E. Blake. Elder Brumfield is presently attending Unity Bible College in Covington, Louisiana, under the tutelage of founder Dr. Larry Lucas. Y'all forgive me, I had Dr. Lucas' name wrong, but I talked with him also this morning. So he's under the tutelage of Dr. Larry Lucas, Jr. This is the Lord's doing, Elder Brumfield says, and it's marvelous in his eyes. To God be the glory. And he ended with the quote, look at God work on my behalf. My God, my God, my God. We are just so happy to have him with us today, and we want him to know we have Sister Kim Coleman. And when I text, I sent out some mass text and tell people who we're having on sometime, and this was a special day for me, so I sent out text, and at first I didn't tell Sister Kim because I didn't even know if she knew him, and when I texted her and told her that Elder Darren was one of our speakers today, she said, wow, that's my neighbor, and I went to school with him. So I want to open up the lines right now and give Sister Kim Coleman an opportunity to say something. God bless you, Sister Kim. We love you.
God bless you, and I love you too. God bless each and everyone that's on the line, and I'm so happy to be on the line today. I just forward Elder Darren after the service, my auntie's funeral service on Tuesday, and we had a a blessing just talking about the Lord, and I'm just so excited and can't wait to hear the message on today. God bless you, Danny. God bless you, Danny.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank God for you. Sister Kim has been a big supporter of this ministry, and we just love her. So with no further ado, we'd like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker of the hour, Elder Darren Brumfield. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you. God bless you, radio listeners. It is such a great opportunity to talk to you all on today. Thank God for this time of reflection. Thank God for Evangelist Adrian Bernard giving this opportunity. Thank God for Minister Maurice, for connecting me with this beautiful woman of God. Amen. Truly,
amen.
We just thank God for every opportunity to share the word of the Lord. And I'm just so elated and happy, glad, as the people say, to be talking about the goodness of Jesus. And we know that we're entering into a time of Father's Day, and we're going to talk about the Father's love. But you know, we're going to also talk about the Father God love. Amen. And I got a call on today, and they told me, we want you to be on the radio today. And I said, yes, Lord, come on and help me, Lord Jesus. So we just, excited and want to hear what God has to say to his people. Amen. Thank God for Sister Kim. Truly, it's a coincidence. Amen. It's God doing that we talked on the other day, and that we are connected with this sister, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. And amen. We're just going to talk about today the Father's love. Amen. Truly, the greatest lover and the greatest father that we know is the Father God. The Bible says over in John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. And the 6:17 verse says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. We thank God for the Father God looking down on us and seeing a sinful nation, a sinful people that needed help, that needed to be cleansed, that needed to be to repent and be delivered and set free from all of the unrighteousness, from all the filth and the dirt. Amen. And we thank God that He sent us Jesus the Christ. Amen. I say that he sent us a blood donor. Amen. We needed a blood donor to come down from heaven and to wash us in the blood. That's what a father do. A father is a what? I say he's a protector. In the natural, he's a male parent, and he's a person that loves and respects his children, loves and respects his community, loves and respects his wife, his church family. But we thank God for the Father God loving us, his creations, came down on, well, he came, sent his Son, Jesus Christ, down on earth to free us from the bondage of sin. Amen.
Amen.
We was full of sin and full of shame and just doing our own thing. But he said, his heart was hardened. You know, God got to the point that he had repented, that he had made man. Amen. And he said, I got to do something about these people. Amen. And he sent Jesus Christ, put him inside of a woman, a virgin named Mary, and allowed her to bring forth a baby, amen, called Jesus the Christ. And he came and he came down and he went through, he allowed Jesus to go through what we go through, some pains and some sorrows and misfortunes and stuff. But he came, and you know what? Jesus Christ had to die. Why did he have to die? He had to die for the sins of the world, that we may be redeemed and be delivered and might be able to enter into the heaven, into the kingdom of heaven with Jesus, with God. Amen. And he came down and he died. Amen. Father God allowed him to go through the agony and the pain for us. A sinless God, a sinless Savior, he died and he bled that we might be able to enter to the kingdom of God. Amen. And that's a blessing. That's a father's love. a father love. And Jesus, you know, he came and he died. And after he died and shed his blood, we didn't have to go killing bullocks and be under the Mosaic law. We came under the dispensation of grace and mercy. Amen. That all we had to do is say, Father, forgive us of our sins, and we were able to be forgiven. But you know what a father does? He is a provider. A father is a provider. A father is a what? A protector. A true father will protect his children. He will protect his own and others. Amen.
Amen.
He will hover over, and he will pray for his loved ones. He will pray for his children. He will pray for his church. He will pray for his community, that they will not, go out and do the things that are ungodly and out the will of God. Truly, we thank God for Father God loving us so much. Do you remember when you was in sin and shame, and how the Father came, and he allowed you opportunity to repent and to be set free and to be delivered and be saved? Amen. I thank God for one day I gave my life to him. I gave my life to him at a young age, and I began to just follow the ways of the Lord. I began to read this Bible. I began to eat of this Bible every day. I began to tell God, open up my mind. Let my flesh die. Yes, you have to tell the Lord to crucify your flesh. True men of God want to die to self. And with that self die, that the Father God be glorified and be lifted up. He said, I be lifted up, I draw all men unto thee. Amen. Truly our lives is to draw people unto Christ. Ministry is not about us, but ministry is always about glorifying the Father God.
Amen.
And we just thank God. We have some examples in the Bible about fathers. Amen. We think about Adam. We would say he was the first man that walked on this earth, and he was a father. Amen. As the first man, the first human father, Adam had no example to follow except God. Amen. And that's even true today. We have to follow God. The Bible said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And that's what Adam had to do. Adam, but he plundered in this world into sin. He also had to deal with the tragedy of his son Cain murdering the other son Abel. Adam had much to teach. Adam has much to teach today fathers about the consequences of our actions and the absolute necessity of obeying God. Men and women of God, we have to obey God. Acknowledge him in all our ways, and he will direct our path. Praise God. But you know that Adam, he obeyed God for a minute. God gave him. He said, all this you see is yours. You can do whatever you want to do. Amen. It's your priority. Do what you want to do. Amen. But he said, that tree that's in the midst of the garden, don't touch it. But you know, many times when the Father God tells us, don't do what we do, we go and do just the opposite. The curiosity kills the cat. The curiosity, it makes us wonder what's over there. Why? And amen. And God saw that Adam, a man, was lonely. He gave him a woman, and that woman's name was Eve. But God had gave Adam commandments. See, God gave the father the commandment. He made him the head of the house. So come on, somebody. He gave Adam the commandment, but Adam later in life disobeyed God. You can't disobey God and do what you want to do. We must walk the straight line. We must listen to the voice of the Lord. We must hearken unto the voice of the Lord. But Adam disobeyed God, and there are consequences to disobedience. Amen, saints? There's consequences to disobedience. And when Adam disobeyed God, he saw that he was naked, and then there came pain and sorrows and heartaches. Men and women of God, we must listen to the instruction of the Lord. We must not do what we want to do, but follow the instruction of God. Amen? And God will bless us. He will bless our ministry. He will lead and guide us into all truth. Amen. But when you fall down, Donald McClurkin made a song. You may fall down, but you got to get back up again. Amen. Men and women of God, we may fall, but you got to get back up again. You can't be a quitter, because what, a quitter never wins.
Come on.
You can't stop. You can't stop, but you got to keep on walking in the ways and the way and the will of the Lord. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, we thank God for another man, a father, Noah. Noah stands out among fathers in the Bible as a man, amen, that was following after God. Amen. Although wickedness was all around him, God had given him instruction to build the ark. Excuse me. He gave him instruction to build the ark. And Noah listened to God. Noah was far from perfect. No, we're not perfect. Because every day, Apostle Paul said, daily I die. Father, daily we're dying of our fleshly ways and our will and our want. We're dying. Amen. But he was humbled and protected his family. Men are protectors. They are protectors of their family. He bravely carried out the test of God, carried out the test that God had assigned him. Amen. You have to carry out the commission or the mission that God has put into your hand. And Noah did that. He obeyed God. He built the ark. And he told the people, you know, it's going to rain. It's going to rain. You know, the men and women of God, they teach us today, our pastors and leaders, evangelists and apostles and prophets and bishops, they tell us, you know, this is the will of God. Walk in the will of God. Walk in the instruction of God. Because if you don't, you will enter to the into hell. Amen. We have to walk up and walk upright and do what God has told us to do. Men are to be real. We have to be real in what we do. We have to stand firm on the word of the Lord. Amen.
Yes,
we have
sir.
To stand firm on the word of the Lord. We can't back down. We can't be afraid. Amen. But we have to tell the truth. Tell the truth and shame the devil. The truth will make us free. Don't you know that's the truth? The truth will make us free. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for Adam, and I thank God for Noah. Amen. I thank God for Abraham. God said, I'm going to make you a father of many nations. Amen. Sometimes men have strong responsibilities upon them. You can't go on your own strength and on your own flesh and in your own intellect, but you have to go into the wisdom of God. Amen. The Bible says, seek the Lord where he may be found. Praise the Lord. We thank God for David. You know, David, we know the story of David. David was tending the sheep, minding his own business. Amen. And but God had anointing for him. God had a plan for his life. Amen. God has plans for our lives. No, sometimes we don't want to preach. We don't want to teach. We don't want to do this. We want to do that. But it's important for us to listen and hearken to the voice of the Lord. Amen. Listen and hearken to the voice of the Lord, and he will not fail us, but he will lead us into all truth. Praise the Lord. And God anointed David. David was tending the sheep, and he was like a nobody. Amen. Sometimes, men, you feel like you're nobody. Feel like the more you do, the more you work, the more you teach your children, the more you pray, think the greater that the children fail, the greater, the worse that you get or the situation gets. But you can't give up. If God has put a promise in your spirit, if God has told you he's going to do something, if God told you he's going to save your children, he's going to save your household, don't give up, but you hold on to that promise. Amen? You got to zero into your target and focus on that and never give up, because God has given you that commission. Praise the Lord. And I am thanking God that I am a man of God on today. Thank God for being an evangelist, elder in the church of God in Christ. Thank you, God, for being able to travel the world, travel the nation from city to city, from town to town, and proclaim the gospel and live as a godly man. Amen. It's important for us every day to live as godly men. We don't just want to talk the talk, but we want to live the life, and we want to walk the walk. We want our children to be able to say, that's my father. That's my daddy. Amen. That's the man of God that's prayed for me, that looks out for my soul. Amen. And I just thank God. David had many failures. David fell. Amen. David even put Uriah on the front line because of his love and interest for this woman. Amen. But he had a heart for God. He had a heart for God. You got to have a heart for God, men. You got to have a heart for God. Amen. And David went through many trials and tribulations, but he always had a repentant spirit. When you mess up, repent and do your first work over again. Amen. Repent. And amen, it's important for us to get all of God. But I mean, it's important for us to get saved and ask God to fill us with His Holy Spirit. To put His, not only we don't want to just know of God, we don't want Him just to touch us, but we want Him to live on the inside. And when you get the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, it'll lead you and it'll guide you to all truth. Amen. It will lead you and guide you and it'll keep you. The Holy Ghost, the work is the keeping power. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the person of the Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ. We want to get Him on the inside. We need that indwelling keeping power that we can be God men. And amen. And we people, and we want to celebrate our fathers in this season. Sunday, June the 16th will be Father's Day. And we want to only wait on to that day to give our fathers cards and buy them gifts and tell them that we love them. But all through the year, we want to tell our fathers that we love them and that we're concerned about them. You know, man, some of your father may not be the man that you think he should be. May not even have been there for you. But pray for them and ask God to keep them and cover them and help them be the providers and the lovers that they need to be. Amen. And be that God, man. Women, encourage your husband. Wives, encourage your husband. Not just a woman. But wives, encourage your husband to be that God, man. Encourage and say some positive things that encourage and let him know that you love him. Amen. Cook him a good meal sometime. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we just thank God that our will always be there for us. A father's love, it worketh no ill toward us. Amen. Real love doesn't hate. Amen. Love doesn't hurt. But love is affectionate and inspiring and caring. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God that the Father God is married to us. Whenever we slip away and we make backslide or fall short of the glory of God, He's right there to pick us up and carry us. There's a poem talking about when in the footprints. It's talking about when we go through trials and tribulations in our lives. It's talking about people in general now. When we go through trials and tribulations and stuff in our lives, situations, sometimes we get discouraged and we, you know, get discombobulated and all this kind of stuff, get off the track. But don't you know that through those tough times, that's when Father God is carrying us through. Come on, somebody. He's carrying
Hallelujah.
Us through. Hallelujah to God. He's carrying us through when you don't know what to do, when you just don't know what to do and where to go.
Man.
And you're within. You got to look unto the hills. That's 121 Psalm, the first verse. Look unto the hills. For with coming your help, all your help coming from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. Father, you look unto the Father. That is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of His glory. Amen. You can't keep yourself, but you got to operate in the Spirit, in the power, and in the wisdom of the Lord. Amen. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. A real man loves God. A real man take care of his family. Amen. Why should I have to say, husband, I need this, I need it? You ought to know through the Holy Spirit that you put money into their hand. You buy groceries and food, amen, take them to church, amen. A real father's love will get up on Sunday mornings and Tuesday or Wednesday, whenever church is, and say, let's go to church, amen. The Bible talks about the man of God says, for me and Miles, we will serve the Lord. That's what a father's love will do. It has no dissimulation, no ill. Amen. But it works from heart to heart, from soul to soul, from spirit to spirit. Amen. And I just thank God on today that my Father is a good Father. Praise God. Freddie Joe Broomfield is my Father. And I thank God how he's been a provider for us. And he's been married to my mother for 39 years. Amen. Never knocked upside her head. Praise the Lord. But has been a provider and a lover to his family. Amen. And I just thank God for him. He is a person. But we thank God that he is a man of God and he goes to church. Amen. He makes sure that we have a way to church. Praise the Lord. Some men don't do that, women, but you keep on praying for them. Amen. You keep on praying for them and keep on encouraging them. Fathers, I would encourage you on today to seek the Lord. And if you're not saved and you don't have your, if you're not sanctified, if you don't have the gift of the Holy Ghost, I tell you today, I ask for you today to repent of your sins and make God the Father of your life. Make him the center of your joy, because you don't have no joy. Come on, somebody. You don't have no life without the Father God. The Bible says, in him we live, move, and have our being. Praise the Lord. And I thank God. I thank God for this word. I hope this word has touched somebody today. Amen.
Oh,
I think I pray to God I have another opportunity to even minister to the people of God. I just thank God that God is the Father of the nation. Amen.
Amen.
He is holy. He is just. He is fair. He has the most outstanding quality of love. Amen. Whatever he does, I'm talking about God, he has love in it. Amen. He didn't have to sacrifice Jesus Christ for us, but because he loved us and he was concerned about us,
right.
He gave his only begotten son. Come on, somebody. Oh, bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I think about what it was, Abraham, when he took Isaac as a sacrifice, God said, take him up and sacrifice him.
Mm-hmm.
He was taking him up. He was able. He was willing to give his only begotten.
Come on.
How many are able to give your only begotten? Come on, somebody.
Say that.
But Abraham was taking him up.
Mm.
Hey, thank you, Lord Jesus, to give him up. That's how much he loved God. You got to love God so much that you give up.
Come on.
Anything, everything for him. Yeah. You know, it ain't work. It's temporal. Come on, somebody. You got to love God, men of God, that you can't let a woman or man stop you from doing the will of God or doing the things of God. Amen? The Bible says, I let nothing separate me from the love of God. I let not height nor depth, nothing separate me from the love of God. Oh, bless the name. Hallelujah. I thank God that I'm not going to let anything separate me from the love of God. Hallelujah. I won't let sickness separate me. Come on. I won't let death, sometimes death come in our family. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I know I may be going around here and there a little bit, but it's about the Father love. I won't let nothing separate me, because I'm going to stay right here until my chains come. Amen.
Come on. Thank you.
Sometimes we get weary, but the Bible says, be not weary in well doing.
Come on.
Ooh, if you hold on, if you faint not, you endure. You'll get to the promised land. Come on, somebody. What is your promised land? What God has promised to you, men of God? If you walk, he said, if you obey my commandments, if you follow my instruction, if you do what I say do, come on. I'll bless you.
Hallelujah.
See, you can't deviate from the word of God. You got to stand on the word of God. Amen. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. But as Abraham was going to make the sacrifice, sometimes we have to sacrifice people. Sometimes on our way going, we don't know how it's going to work out. But we just trusting and believing in God that it's going to work out. And as Abraham was going up, I can see him in my sanctified mind to make the sacrifice. God created, God put a ram in the bush. Oh, that word is for somebody right there. God have a ram in the bush, men of God. God have a ram in the bush, men of God. He got something set aside waiting for you. Come on. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. You trying to figure it out, and it's already worked out. Oh, people of God, God have a ram in the bush, and God was Abraham was able to look to the side and get that ram and sacrifice the ram and not sacrifice his son. But God blessed him because he was obedient. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Obedience is better than sacrifice. If you obey God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hey, if you obey God, hey, he'll open up the heavens for you, men. If you obey God, he'll shut doors that need to be shut. If you obey God, hey, my. If you obey God, he'll give you every spiritual thing that you need. He'll give you every financial thing that you need. He'll put I feel in my spirit that God is mending back families. Families have been broken because sometimes men have messed up. And they went outside and committed adultery, infidelity.
Come on, you preach it.
But God, he's beginning to mend relationships. He's beginning to mend family. Come on. Some men have been broken away from their children, and they have no relationship. But I speak into the atmosphere that relationship between fathers and sons and daughters are being mended together. Amen. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Fathers, God is sending you back to your families. He's reconnecting you. This is the Holy Ghost doing it because you can't do it. You tried to do it, but you couldn't do it.
Come
on. God said, I'm working it out for your good. See, the enemy meant it for your bad, but God meant it for your good. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, but a father love. See, somebody said, my father didn't love me. Somebody said, my father might have touched me in the wrong place. Abused you sexually or mentally or physically. Come on, somebody. He might have didn't hug you and kiss you and say that he loved you. So when you went out into the world and you searched for love in all the wrong places and you got connected to the wrong man. Somebody connected to the Holy Ghost is saying this also. Somebody connected to the wrong man, they can't get out the situation. Come on. Because some things, if God said, the Bible said, if God put it together, marriage together, no man could put asunder. But some of us put our own marriages together. But God, some woman is crying. I said, Lord, I repent because I messed up and I want to get out this situation. God is also working on that situation now. He's working on that situation now. You can't do it in your own strength. But I want you, the women of God, I want you to pray and say, Lord, move him, but don't kill him. I said, Lord, move him. I'm moving, but don't kill him. Come on. We got to be careful when we pray. Amen. But God is beginning to heal even boys that might have been touched by their father in the wrong way. The father didn't show them love and didn't give them money to go to the game or didn't, you know, wasn't there for the graduation, wasn't there for the ball game. But you know what? The Father God was there for you. Come on. The Father God was there for you. His love is greater. There's no greater love than a man to lay down his life.
Thank you, Jesus.
For a friend. I thank God that I'm a friend of God. Somebody else want to be something else with God, but I thank God that I'm just a friend of God.
He calls me friend.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I thank God again for Evangelist Adrian. Amen. I thank God for her, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Give me this opportunity, and I thank God for the opportunity. And I hope that somebody was touched on today. Somebody might want to call in and have questions or prayer requests. Amen. Somebody might need prayer. Amen. Somebody might want to share a testimony. On what the Lord has done. Amen. Because I'm just happy. I'm happy in my soul that I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm glad. I'm on my way to heaven. You got to know that you're on your way to heaven. And I thank God, as I'm looking in my room, and I just happen to look up at Bishop Charles Harrison Mason, and I can talk about what I'm in. Amen. Thank God for the founder of the Church of God in Christ.
Yes,
he's a father to many men and women all over this world. Amen. He's a man that sacrificed and prayed and labored before the people of God and prayed that God would impart unto him the spirit and wisdom to go out and birth churches and birth ministries and just spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
My God, my God.
Man, I just thank God. So if there's somebody that want to call in or anybody have a prayer request, praise God, you're free and at liberty to do so. Amen. Praise
amen,
the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Wow, what a word, what a word, what a word.
Just thank you.
Hallelujah, talking about a father's love. Hey.
Yes, nothing else.
I can add to or take away. I tell you, I thank God for this wonderful young man. Had an opportunity to meet him over the phone, the hallelujah phone lines, and I thank God for Dr. Lucas and him referring him to us, and we're going to have some other young ministers out of the Bible College there in Kentwood, Louisiana, in Covington, Louisiana. I think that's where, is that where the Bible College is?
Yes,
Minister
that's correct.
Brimfield? Ella
yes,
Brimfield?
Ma'am, it's in Covington, Louisiana, and we're using the facilities of Faith Bible Christian Church. Amen. And we have classes there on Tuesdays and Thursday nights. Amen.
Okay, okay. Well, you can give them the address, anybody interested in joining and going and being a part of that Bible College. I was just so elated, you know, and I had my cousin on, Minister Maurice Moncur, and he introduced me to Dr. Lucas this morning, and Dr. Lucas so graciously said he would allow, and we extend that invitation to all of the young men and women that are in the Bible College to give them an opportunity to come on this broadcast
Amen.
And share the word of God with our audience. We're not here to debate. We're not here to be envious, create any chaos and strife. We're here to simply preach the gospel
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ. And we all know the gospel of Jesus Christ is the death, burial, and resurrection.
Oh, yes.
We have no other motive but that. So we thank God for that word that came from Elder Brumfield today, talked about Abraham, he talked about Noah, he talked about David, and we talked about David yesterday, and we talked about the prodigal son this week, and talked about that prodigal son, and you know how the son that did not go out and indulge in anything, but he had anger, he had bitterness, he had hatred, he had jealousy in his heart. He stayed home with his father, but he yet was not delivered. He yet was still criticizing that prodigal son. But how many know that we're like that today? We're sitting in buildings today, and we criticize the people that is still out there. But I heard Elder Brumfield say today that God is married to us.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh,
didn't you say that? You said he's married to the backslider. And many times we won't even embrace these people. But God said, I'm married to him.
Married.
Jesus said, I came for the lost. I came for those that are sick. Ah, those that are healed don't need a physician. But I came for those that are sick. This young man had preached today, and we're just so happy to have an opportunity to hear him today, and we're going to open up the lines and let you all, those of you that may have a comment or a question or you would like to offer up a prayer request, we're going to allow you to do so at this time. Again, we want you to continue to pray for Sister Kim, the bereaved family of Sister Kim. She lost her aunt about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, and we want to continue to keep that family up in our prayers. She's a supporter of this ministry. We still see Evangelist Doris on the line. Also, we saw Sister Patrice is still on the line. We're going to start at the top, and we're going to go up. I saw Sister Cammie on. She's the first one on the line. But I'm going to go to the 985 area code first give them an opportunity to ask a question or make a comment or a remark. Amen. God bless you. We're looking at area code 985, and the last four of your number is 4703.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you, woman of God. This is Pastor Margaret Johnson in Hammond, Louisiana.
God bless you, Pastor. So good to have you with us today.
Amen. I thank God for Elder Darren Broomfield that invited me to this line, and I've been listening the whole time, and I've been blessed by the Word of God, talking about men of God, Father's Day, amen. And we, if we stay connected to the vine, the husband man, all will be well with our souls. Glory to God. We'll have the peace, the joy, the love, the prosperity, everything that we need if we just stay connected to the vine. So I thank God for the man of God and the Word of God. I ask that you guys continue to pray for us, because our endeavor is to do the will of the Lord. God bless you.
Go ahead, woman of God. What happened?
I'm done. I'm not going to take up a lot of time. I just want to say God bless you to the man of God and to the host and to all the men and women of God. Just continue to pray for us, Kingdom Deliverance Outreach Ministry.
Amen. Kingdom Deliverance Outreach Ministry. Well, God bless you, Pastor Johnson, and we certainly would like to extend an invitation for you to come back and minister on this broadcast. We're reaching souls, I tell you. As I look through our log sheet along with Sister Ruby on today, we were looking through the stats, and I tell you, as of yesterday, we have impacted over 49,816 listeners have listened at some time or another to this broadcast.
Wow.
And you can go back into these archives, and those messages are there as long as we maintain our good status with Blog Talk Radio. So you can visit our website at www.newdestinyministriesplural.com, and you can listen to the weekly messages on there, or you can listen live at blogtalkradio.com and search for New Destiny Ministry, and you'll be able to listen to this message again in its entirety. So God bless
Amen.
You. Thank you for tuning
Amen.
In. With us
That's
today,
awesome.
Pastor Johnson, and don't
Amen.
Let this be your last time. And again, we extend an invitation to you also to come on and minister on this broadcast. So God bless
Amen.
You.
Thank you. God bless you. And Minister Elder Darren has my information.
Amen. We'll get that
Amen.
Information from him. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. Thank you.
You're welcome. Amen. We see one of our daughters on the line. God bless you, Sister Patrice. So good to have you back in the state of California. God bless you. We've been missing you. God bless you, Sister Patrice.
God bless you all. Oh, God, it's just a blessing and wonderful to be back in California. Elder Darren, that was a wonderful, wonderful message on fathers forefathers and Father's Day. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's enough right there. That speaks enough for itself. And I am married to him. And because of that marriage with the Lord, I have joy bountiful. So you be blessed and you have a wonderful day.
God bless you.
Amen, amen. We're going to go to Sister Albertine, and then following her will be Sister T, and then Sister Cammy. Amen. So let me go now, and I'm sorry, open up your lines. God bless you, woman of God, Sister Albertine. God
bless
you.
How are you? Good morning, and good morning to Elder Brown, I think it is, Elder Brown.
Brownfield.
Brownfield, thank you so much. That message was powerful. It just, sometimes Father's Day makes me a little sad because, you know, like I said, I lost my father when my mother was 8 months pregnant with me. And throughout the years, I was always sad on that day, but really just rededicating my life to the Lord. And he's actually filled that void, and he told me that, you know, he was just my physical father, but God is my real father, my true father. And I thank you for that message, and I hope that it was just even being a mother is just inspirational to me, because sometimes I'm a father as well to my son, because I'm a single parent. But I just want to tell you thank you very much. It was a beautiful message and very powerful and right on time. And God bless you and your ministry.
Amen. Thank you.
Hello?
Oh, we're still here. God bless you. We're going to go to Sister Kim. Well, before I go to Sister Kim, let's go to Minister, my cousin, Minister Maurice Moncure, that referred us to this wonderful young man today. I see him on the line. Let's hear a word from him. God bless you, Minister Maurice.
God bless you, Evangelist, and to you too, Elder Broomfield. Thank you so much. I'm just getting to the phone trying to listen in. But I don't know what has happened, but I know God has showed himself through this man of God.
Yes.
Thank you, Elder Broomfield, for being here. Just encouraging word to you. And, I mean, he's a young man, and I'm his music instructor at the college. And we thank God for him. And, you know, sometimes we get caught up in these denominations because I come in as a missionary Baptist and he come in as a Church of God in Christ. But my brothers and sisters, when all of God's children connect, there's only one thing that connects us, and that is the Spirit of God. And when we connect in the Spirit of God, denominations have to take a seat, and we just have to stand up on the Word of God. And what a wonderful spirit this young man has as he takes his ministry serious. He's serious about his ministry. And we love him at Unity Bible College. And I hope he's been a blessing to you. And I say, Lord, I can't wait to get to the phone. I want to hear something. And then when I just dialed in, I am just grateful for this opportunity that he has had here with you, Evangelist Bernard. And how is Mama Ruby doing?
Mama Ruby is fine. She's sitting right here.
All right. Tell her to smile for me right quick and give God some glory.
Oh, hallelujah. He said, smile for him and give God some glory. I like that. We thank God for Mama Ruby. Said, smile for him.
Smile back. I'm smiling.
All right.
Double
glory, she said. I tell you, we really thank God for Minister Maurice. I tell you, he's also a young man. He's a little bit older than Elder Darren, but he's always, you know, I'm older than he is. That's my cousin, and I always remember him just being a loving young man. And he's been talented and gifted from his mother's womb. And you talking about somebody that he can not only just preach, he can sing, he can teach, he can do it all. And, you know, I didn't know you were Elder Darren's music instructor. But anyway, I know if anybody can teach anybody some music, it's Minister Maurice, honey, because he can do something with that organ that I haven't seen Lil Rich and them do. Hallelujah. Okay, he can do something with that organ, Minister Maurice. So I tell you, we just thank God. And I thank God for what he's doing there in Louisiana. And I just can't wait to get to Kentwood. Hallelujah. Meet Sister Cammie. Sister Kim. Amen. Cam is in California. I've already met her. But Sister Kim has been a supporter of this broadcast, and I just see the Lord moving down there in Louisiana, and I'm excited about what he's doing, and especially when you're from Louisiana. I love my Louisianians.
No disrespect.
I love all of you all, but you know home just have a special place in a person's heart, and I just thank God for that. So thank God for you, Minister Maurice. We love you. We looking for
you. God bless you. Love you.
Also, amen. We're going to go to Sister Kim and then to Sister Cammie, and then we have three more callers on the line, and we're going to get to all of you all. Sister Kim, God bless you.
God bless you. I just thank God for the word on today, and truly God is my Father, and I love him. I give him my whole entire being. And Elderly Bumfield, that was a beautiful message on today. And you just keep me lifted up in your prayer as well as you can ever. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. And we're going to continue to pray for your family, Sister Kim. So just know that we're praying for you.
Thank you. And God bless you. God bless you.
All right, amen, amen. We're going to Sister Cammie. Sister Cammie, God bless you.
Hey, God bless you, Evangelist. How are you doing today?
Doing great, doing great.
Yes, and Elder Brumfield, I really enjoyed the word. I, too, really don't. I have a relationship with my father, but it's a strange. It's not, you know, a relationship I would love to have, but nevertheless, it's a relationship. My relationship with Christ is stronger every day, so I'm grateful for that, and I really did enjoy the word. So just keep me in prayer, and thank you again, and thank you, Evangelist.
Amen, amen. We appreciate you. Amen. We're going to go to Sister T, and then I see a 504 area code. That's in my area, too. Might be a family member. I don't know, but God bless you. Let's go to Sister T. God bless you, Sister T.
God bless you, Evangelist. I just want to thank Elder Brumfield for coming on today and just speaking that word. It really strengthened me. Father's Day has been hard for me for the last 3 years. I lost my father due to a leukemia. But I just thank God that, you know, he was a man of God. And I thank God that he raised us with all those morals and values and integrity and those things that you were talking about today. Thank God for my spiritual father that not only did I have a spiritual father in heaven, I have a natural father in heaven as well. So I thank you that you came on today and you mentioned some things that I'm dealing with right now in my life, and I just thank God that I'm able to address them now because God brought them forth today. So thank you, man of God, and I have an attachment to Louisiana myself. My family is from Monroe, Louisiana, so praise my
Monroe,
sister. In the
okay.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Well, thank you, Sister T. We love you and appreciate you also. Okay, our 504 number disconnected. But we're going to ask Minister Maurice, before we go back to our speaker for our final remarks from our speaker, we just so thankful. I feel like I've been knowing the young man all my life. You just have such a sweet and warm spirit, kind, compassion. I feel that spirit. You know, the Bible said try the spirits. So you have to know who you have laboring among you. Sometimes they come in as unawares, like Sister Ruby said, and they come in as sheep, but they're wolves. And we know they come in with sheep clothing, but inwardly they're wolves. But I'm so glad that, you know what, a wolf can only stay in God's presence for a moment. Because eventually he will be revealed. He will be exposed. So I just thank God for the people of God. I thank God for the love that he entrusts to his people. And we certainly would like to take a moment and just say happy Father's Day to all of the men on the line. On tomorrow, we're going to be doing some special tributes. And we especially are doing a tribute to Pastor Hamilton. I hope he don't go back and listen to this message. He's listening because he goes back and he tailor his messages. But he's on our line every Friday. We have a Friday we call Provoke Fridays. And he's from Provoke to Purpose Ministries in Houston, Texas. And he's also a psalmist. And we just want to let him teach a little bit tomorrow. And then we're going to pay some special tributes to him with a few poems, and if anybody want to render a solo or a song to him, we certainly will give a space for you to do that, so he won't be able to preach the entire time. We're going to cut him off, but we want to just pay special tribute to him, and we want to say to Minister Maurice, happy Father's Day to you, if we don't get an opportunity to say so later. Amen. So we just thank God for each and every one of you. And my Minister Maurice, are you able to minister a song for us before we give it back into the hands of our guest speaker?
Well, I'm not at a keyboard, and I'm in transition now, but there's something that's in my spirit that the old folks used to say when they needed just to live from God. They used to
Come
say
on.
Something like this, Father. I stretch my hands to thee.
My God.
No.
Hallelujah, God knows what's in your heart.
He'll lift that heavy burden. He'll take that heartache away. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Oh, bless him the day you started something, Minister Marie. God, I stretch my hand. He's been my father. Hallelujah. When I had to raise 4 grandchildren and a niece after my daughter was murdered. Hallelujah. He has been a father to us.
Thank you, Lord.
He put food on our table.
Thank you, Lord.
I feel it.
I love your
touch. Yes, yes, yes.
Tomorrow ain't promised to you. Some of us may not live to see Sunday, Father's Day. That's why you better give your Father the greatest that ever is to be. Him the glory. Jesus, y'all forgive me.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, it's been good.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
He's been better than good. Hallelujah. He's been the best Father that anyone can have. He's a Father that always remember. He never forgets your birthday. He never forgets your pain. He sees your tears. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I bless
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can let y'all get off. Get off. Without him. Somebody on this line needs to give God some glory.
Glory to God.
So you got to help with that with your eyes. Hallelujah. But be encouraged. God going to give you strength to get through. Be encouraged. God going to take care of children that you left
behind. Yes, God. Right now, God. Right now, God.
Don't take care of them,
right,
Sister
now.
Kim. Don't you fret. Don't you worry. You keep on trusting God. And God going to supply all those children's needs. Y'all know those. Because he's that kind of God. We ain't moved by no program on this broadcast. We're moved by the Spirit of God.
We're moved by the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. We don't discriminate against nobody. If you love the Lord, you are part of God's family. Hallelujah. But you got to live right. Like the young man said, obedience. God is looking for your obedience.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because he don't need your sacrifice. He said, a cow on a thousand hills. I don't need your money. I don't need your jewelry. I don't need nothing you have because I own everything. For I am the Lord's in the fullness thereof. Y'all better leave me alone today.
Lord,
right now.
Y'all might not have a reason, but I got a reason. Hallelujah. And I can't help myself. Minister Maurice wrote a song. I can't help. Hallelujah.
I can't help it.
When you think on God's goodness, this happy, this Father's Day, think about your Heavenly Father. Give him some presents. Show something to your Father. Show something to your Father. Say, Lord, I'm going to sow a day of sacrifice to you. I'm going to sow a day of fasting. I'm going to sow this day to you. And I'm going to fast, God. And while I'm fasting, I'm going to be petitioning you, God. I'm going to be asking you to open up some doors. I'm going to ask you to make some ways. Because guess what? You got to make some sacrifices in this life. The young man said, it's not about us. It's about us. It's about God. Jesus, I don't know why you do this.
Glory to God.
Touch and strengthen Sister Ruby. Hallelujah. Touch of God in the name of Jesus. I know about these holidays. Hallelujah. I experience it. I ain't got my glorified body yet. I miss my daughter every day. All of my password codes and stuff, I have to type in her name. Hallelujah. So that lets you know every day she on my mind. Because every day I got to use a password or a call. You know the mark of the beast is in session. Do you see that? Hallelujah. Money is almost extinct. God, everything you got to have a piece of plastic. The mark of the beast is in session. You better know who you serving. You better know who you placing your confidence in.
Hallelujah.
God God, hallelujah. You better be able
to
differentiate. You better know a wolf from a sheep. Ah, God, I bless you today. Hallelujah, because I'm going to come decked out. Hallelujah, some going to come looking like they're holy, looking like they're oh, but baby, they're just coming to take you out. They're coming, hallelujah, to dismantle and destroy you. They're not coming to give you life. Jesus said, Lord, I would that you have life and that more abundantly. Be careful of the wolves. Hallelujah. They're out there and they're in sheep clothing. And if you don't know God's word, if you haven't had an encounter with God, if you don't have a relationship with God, you will be deceived. He said, if it was so, they would deceive the very elect. But you're not going to deceive God's chosen people. Ah, it won't happen, not in this life. Oh, no, no. The Bible said, know them that labor among you. You better know who's laboring among you.
Yes,
hallelujah. And if you have to expose them, better to expose them and you go to hell following them. Expose that devil. Don't you go to hell. Come on. Tell that devil you can't have me. Child of God. I belong to the royal family. Hallelujah. I'm an heir and a joint heir with Jesus. Oh, you better watch God today. Somebody on this line, give God some praise. Somebody needs to stop murmuring. Somebody needs to stop complaining and give God glory.
Hallelujah.
Bless your hands to the Lord. Stretch your hands to him and tell him thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Elder Brumfield. Oh, God, that was a word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every word comes. It ain't for you to shout. It's for you to speak. It's for you to take inventory. It's for you to take an examine yourself and see if you be in the faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But today, Pastor Johnson, coming on and being on the line with us. Thank all the women of God that come on this line.
They
have to take out of their business. Some of them are business owners. Take out their time to dial in and hear a word from the Lord. Not a word from Evangelist Bernard, but a word from the Lord, because God always sends somebody to give a right now word. Some fresh oil. We've had some fresh oil today. Thank the Lord, though. Hallelujah. We're going back to our speaker.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Oh, we bless you today, God, for your word.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank God. Can you hear me?
Ooh.
Amen. We thank God for the word of God on today.
Hallelujah.
Talking about the Father's love. Amen.
Truly,
we thank God for the Father God loving us.
Hallelujah.
Forgiving us with our dirty, filthy selves, giving us another chance, giving us a chance to repent and live holy, that we may enter into the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. I thank God for his anointing on this phone line. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
His spirit is transferable. Come on. The Holy Spirit is jumping from Louisiana to California to New Orleans and wherever he wants to be. Amen. I thank God. Well, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Somebody, the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You may have to cry. You might have to go through some things. Come on. But if you just hold out and hold on to the promises of God, that's the name of Jesus. He'll change the situation. He'll change in the atmosphere. Come on. Bless the name of Jesus. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I know the woman of God has prayed on today. But do I have time to share as the Lord has given me? Amen. Father God, we bless your name on today. We thank you for cooking me up with this internet hookup, amen. With this woman of God, amen. Social hookup, amen. Oh, bless the name of this networking, God. That's the word, networking. We thank you for the opportunity to share your word on today. God is never ever about us, But it's always about you and winning souls and putting your word out, God. You told us to go out and preach the word all over this nation. Oh, that somebody may be set free, somebody might be saved, somebody might be delivered, God. Oh, we bless your name on today, God. I'm asking you to touch this broadcast, God. I'm asking you to take it from city to city, state to state. I'm asking you to just one the miracle through this, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to connect with the Evangelist Bernard with people that have financial blessings that can take them, take her to another dimension in you, God, and to another level in ministry, God, another dimension in ministry, God. I'm asking you to bless our homes, oh, God. I'm asking you to bless our ministries, oh, God. I'm asking you to touch our families and save the one that are unsaved, God. I'm asking the one that are saved, encourage them, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Minister Maurice hooking me up with this woman of God. I thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. I thank you for your cleansing power. I thank you for your delivering power. Oh, by Shira Mansi, oh, God. I thank you, Lord, that the shackles are broken, that the chains are broken. I know that the power of God is breaking chains. It's loose. In the bound, it's setting us free. In the name of setting our mind free, it's setting our heart free, it's setting our spirit free. Our money that's been tied up, oh God. I see that the money angel is hoovering over us, that's hoovering over our bank accounts, hoovering over our mailboxes, hoovering over our hands, and it can get ready to drop into our hand. I pray that the divine transfer begin to happen right now, God. Every bill, God, every insurance bill, every overlapping bill, overdue bill, in the name of Jesus. God, I want you to begin to save the children. Oh, that are out there in the street doing any and everything. Oh, dope, or prosecute, that are selling their bodies, oh, God. Save them, oh, God. That are rebellious, smart mouth, disobedient. Oh, God, save them before it's too late. Father, your father's love will go out and penetrate into their heart, into their minds, God, because we train them up, God. They train them up in the way they went out. And they doing things that are unpleasing unpleasing to the sight of God. But God, I pray that your spirit manifests now in the name of Jesus. I pray that your spirit manifests now, God. Somebody sick in their body, begin to touch what you're ailing at. That God heal the heart. Heal in the blood, God. Heal diabetes, God. Hey, Jesus, God. The rider got to go back to the pit of hell. We decree, we declare by the power and the authority of Jesus Christ that you're healed today. No cancer going to touch your body. I pray that every tumor drive. I pray that every stiff drive. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Somebody focus some stuff over your life. Curses over your life. But I break every curse. I come against every witch. I come against every naysayer. I come against every sorcerer. I come against every warlock. In the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. Right now, it's broken. The blood breaking. The blood breaking. The blood sanctified. The blood breaking. Jesus, the blood. I see God getting somebody's blood and he's beginning to purify, even in the female area. Come on, oh my God. Jesus, come against it now. Hey, ah, shout out my deal. Yes, God. Yes, God. We know not what to pray for, but the Spirit make it intercession. That's what to pray for, God. And Lord, in this year, 2013, it's going to be complete. Everything that we've been waiting on, everything that you promised us, it's going to come into our hand, God. I decree that this is the year of completion. I decree this is the year of completion. Everything is coming together. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
God. Even touch Brother Minister Maurice's eyes, God. Healing clear vision, God. Clear vision in the name of Jesus.
God,
take his vision, but I come against him with the blood. In the name of Jesus. I come against every stomach pain. I come against every Yes, God. Somebody been discouraged. They feel like they don't give up. They say, I'm gonna give up. I'm tired of these church folks. I'm tired of this situation. I'm tired of this. But the Father love is saying, don't give up. Don't. Your change is coming. Your change is coming. Not many days hence, said the Spirit of God. Your change is coming. Now that I'm on you, somebody going to get some phone calls that you've been, somebody ain't, you ain't talked to them in years, you're going to get some phone calls from relatives. Maybe father, maybe sister, maybe brother, maybe cousin, maybe mom, but you're going to get a phone call. And you're going to get a visit. The prodigal son is coming back home. The prodigal, the lost daughter is coming back home in the name of Jesus. And that God said, I'm not a God that I should lie, neither should a son of man that I should repent. But what I do is going to accomplish what I sent it to do. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. And we're healed. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, that our spirit man is healed.
Wonderful Jesus.
That our finances are healed. That our families and homes and our churches and our communities and our sick world are healed.
Touch, Lord Jesus.
Covering us with your blood, you hooping over us with the angels, oh God, the angelic beings, God, that are covering us and keeping us from hurt, harm, and from things. Lord, if nobody, if somebody is not saved, God, save them. In the name of Jesus. That lawsuit that you've been fighting and battling with is being released. Release it, Lord. Say, release it, Lord. Release it in Jesus' name. Release it in Jesus' name. Save him in Jesus'
name.
Save her in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, they're saved. Come on. Every day you got to give a name, they're saved. You're coming out of this situation. That abusive situation, that stressful situation, that saved, that delivered, and that set free by the power and by the authority and of the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus got up out the grave, and God gave him all power.
All power
is in his name. He gave us the power to turn to use his name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You better use the name Jesus and seal the prayer. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
We declare and we decree war on the devil.
Yes, Lord.
He's damned to the pit of hell.
Hallelujah.
Sent back to the dry place. They would not prosper. He would not root up and tear, but Jesus Christ will settle everything.
Yes.
And he will give us the victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God.
Thank you.
Amen. And amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The lines are open if there's any. Anybody else feel led to give anybody a word? If anybody needs any special prayer, you're welcome to do so. Open, let me go. Dawn, like I didn't have an opportunity. Dawn, God bless
you. This is Sister Albertine. I would just ask if he could just pray for me today. I'm facing just a financial challenge.
Yes.
As to things that I need to take care of, and I have to make a very, very, very important decision about some things financially, and I just don't know what to do. I'm just really confused, and I just.
What's your name, ma'am?
Albertine.
Yes.
Father
God, in the name of Jesus, Albertine is asking and requesting prayer for a financial decision that she has to make, God.
Do it, God.
She says she don't know what to do, but God. She's insufficient, but you're all sufficient and all knowing God.
Yes, God.
Omnipresent God, omniscient God. I pray that you go there where she's at, God. I pray that you get in her mind and give her to make the right decision, God.
Yes,
I pray that you let her, that people see the need and bless her to meet the need that is at hand, God. I decree and I declare, I speak to the north, south, east, and the west wind. I speak into the atmosphere.
Hallelujah.
I ask you just to reach up and grab it and say, God, it's mine for the asking.
It's
mine for the asking. In Jesus' name, it's already done. Give him praise
already.
Because it's already done. Give him praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's
amen.
Done.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Yeah.
God is telling you, man of God, to open your mouths because we need to pray for that next generation.
Yes.
God is raising up the next generation. Can you pray for them and tell them that it ain't in the blunt, it's not in the crack, it's not in the fast money, it's not in the bling bling,
but
that their souls, that God will raise them up, these young men that have kids out there that have not fathered them, would you pray and tell God to send them back home?
Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Would you pray for them, would you just bless them, and tell God to deliver them from all of their unrighteousness, because I still say we still have hope in our new generation.
Yes,
we must protect them and we must cover them with the alterations of prayer. We must lift them up in prayer because these young men that's on the corners, they don't want to be on the corners. But if they would just come to Christ, would you open up their mouth and speak life, because they are dead as long as Satan have them. But in Christ, they shall live again. They shall live again. They shall live again. Would you just pray for them and bless those young men that's not taking fatherhood serious, thinking that just because they denoted a, just because they had a sperm and they left the kids and left the woman and left the child. But would you pray and just ask God to deliver them and bring them back that they may be delivered in the name of Jesus.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, right now we pray, God, we ask of you, our prodigal sons and prodigal daughters that are out in the world that are lost, and that Lord, we call forth their spirit man back into holiness, into righteousness, into sanctification. God, I pray that you pull them in and separate them from the world. I pray that you pull them in and separate from the terrors and the ills of this world, God. I pray that you whisper in their ear and talk to them, say, there's a better way in the name of Jesus. God, give us how to speak to our generation. Give us how to speak to our young men and our young women, oh, God, to help them, God. You say a soft word, a soft voice turn away wrath, oh, God. And you say that a wise, we want, that can help us to be wise witnesses, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I call them back in, God. In the name of, I speak to the north, south, east, and west winds. I speak to the world worldwide in the name of Jesus. We call back our daughters and sons, all races and colors, creeds and generations, God. We call back this generation in the name of Jesus, that they may be saved. Because you said in the book of Joel, God, the prophet Joel prophesied that in the last days he's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh.
Yes,
and the sons and daughters shall prophesy. And there's all in the name of Jesus. Oh, by shout out of my sea, God, in the name of Jesus, call them forth. You take your part, your spirit upon all flesh. Oh, thank you, Lord. You call them forth, God. Call them back.
Thank you, Jesus.
Call them back
unto
the, not just the church, God, but call them back unto the holy realm of you, oh, God. In the will of you, oh, God. Call them back. Call them back. Call back this dying generation. Call back this, what we call a lost world. But call them back, God. Save them, set them free, and deliver them, God.
Please, Jesus.
Through your holy power, through your Holy Spirit,
hallelujah,
through your anointing, God, in the name of Jesus. Take the taste out of their mind for liquor and wine. Take the taste out of their mind for weed and drugs.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, take the
taste
out of their mind for, sex. Take the taste out of their spirit in the name of Jesus. Get it at the root. In the name. Kill it at the very root, God. Kill it at the very root. Hey, kill it at the root, God. In the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare that it's already done. And it's settled in the atmosphere. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Any more prayer requests before we cut off?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
On, Sister Dawn.
Hallelujah.
Dawn, you on the line?
Hallelujah.
Our line is open. I can't hear. Sister Dawn. Amen. Anybody else on the line with any special prayer requests that you'd like the man of God to pray for you this evening? You're welcome to do so right now. If not, we're going to ask him to dismiss us with a word of prayer. Remember, we'll be on tomorrow with Provoke Fridays with Pastor Edward Hamilton. I tell you, the Lord has moved on this broadcast today.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Go out rejoicing. Go out happy. Go out singing praises. Go out giving him the glory. God showed up on
One thing I just want to say to all of our listening, you know, sometimes we don't have money to give gifts to our Father. But if we would just call our Father and take him to a church, take him to a Word church that he can experience the presence of God. That's the best gift that you can really give to your Father, because sometimes money can't buy everything. But God can fix everything. God can fix it. And if you would just call your Father, no matter where he's at or whatever, if he haven't even talked with you, would you call him and say, Father, can we just go before we even go to dinner, before we even have the big barbecue, can you just come with me for an hour, hour and a half, and bring him in the house of God? God is calling us to bring our fathers back into the house of God, where the prayers can be heard and mercy can be found. And then we feel for those men that are not fathers yet, we ask you that you pray for them, that when they become fathers, that they would be in honor and being father, not fathering children out of wedlock. Father, just bless them to become a next generation that is great and that is mighty.
Yes. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Ready for me to pray, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, praise the Lord. Thank you. I enjoy myself so much on today. The presence of the Lord is truly in this place, on this phone. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to get together to listen to the word, preach the word, pray, intercede for one another, God. We just thank you for your presence. Oh, in the name of Jesus, has been exemplified on today, God. I'm asking you to touch the fathers everywhere, God. Strengthen them and help them be better fathers and truly holy fathers. And the young men that are going to be fathers in the future, teach them and show them how to be loving and caring fathers and save fathers. Amen. And Lord, we thank you that the fathers are being, we're praying for them and we're showing them love, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless, Lord. Bless even the women of God.
Yes,
I know
his
fathers
are
coming. But even bless the women of God. Amen. Bless the children everywhere, oh God. Bless us, oh God. Keep us is our prayer. Now to him that is able to keep us from falling.
Hallelujah.
And to present us faultless before the presence of the
Lord.
Yes, Lord. With exceeding joy.
Yes,
God. Wise God, our Savior. Be glory and majesty.
Dominion and power. Hallelujah.
Now and forever.
Right.
And for now and forever. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Again, we'd like to thank you to Elder Brumfield. We thank God for Pastor Johnson being with us this evening. And also Minister Maurice Moncur. We just love you all. Thank God for Dr. Lucas. You all are doing a great work down there. Don't come down. Keep on holding up the bloodstained banner, and God reward you as you continue to diligently seek him. God bless you all. We'll see you on tomorrow. We're going to close out with a song. I just feel like playing this song. I love this song by Tremaine Hawkins. I never lost my praise. Just let it minister.
Beautiful.
This song really speaks the sentiments of my heart. I never lost my praise. I've lost some good friends along life's way. Some loved ones departed in heaven to stay, but thank God I didn't lose everything. I've lost faith in people who said they cared. In the time of my crisis, they were never there. But in my disappointment, in my season of pain,
doctor told me that I needed surgery to remove a large tumor and that it could be cancerous. But I kept on praying. And I kept on praying. And when the surgery was over, there was no cancer found. Thank you, Lord, for my praise. He's a liar. So excuse me for a minute while I make the devil mad.
Love you too.
Amen, amen. Dawn didn't even